We're talking to a lawyer from Slater and Gordon, Henry Pill. Henry, welcome to SBS Radio's Gujarati Language Program.
Oh, thank you.
In terms of leaving kids alone at home, especially in school holidays, we would like to know if there is an age limit defined by law in Australia. We're not talking about infants or toddlers. This is about school-going kids. Is there a certain age where a child absolutely cannot be left unattended for any amount of time?
The laws in Australia vary from state to state. Each state has its own laws in this area. Most of the states define the limit as a question of reasonableness. The exception to that is the state of Queensland, where the law explicitly states that children under the age of 12 cannot be left alone for an unreasonable amount of time.
Again, that time is not defined.
That's right. So there's no definition to what that time is, it's the law requires that children have reasonable supervision and not be left unsupervised for unreasonable amounts of time.
Could we just go through a few other states? For example, Queensland states the age of 12 years. Similarly,
that's right.
Western Australia has something around the age of 16 years.
Western Australia, Victoria, Tasmania and the ACT have laws which can apply to children of up to 16 or 18 years of age, certain circumstances. But all states have laws which will cover leaving children unattended for long periods. And the concern is that may be an offence against various laws.
In terms of primary school kids, sometimes the children finish school at 3, parents don't finish work until 6. Is it legally allowed to leave a primary school child unattended for those 3 hours?
Look, it would very much depend on, again, the age of the child.
Maybe year 4 and 5 kids?
When we're talking about year 4 or year 5, then yes, depending on the child, depending on the other circumstances, that may be reasonable. But obviously, there are circumstances where that could go into unreasonableness. For instance, leaving children at home for very long periods of hours or evenings. Look, the legal situation where this has come up in the law in Australia always really very much has depended on the age and the circumstances of the children. So there have been cases where a child, for instance, has been left unattended for a period of 5 minutes or 10 minutes. In the case of very young children, that has been found to be unreasonable. There was a case in Queensland where a woman was sentenced to prison for leaving 7- and 8-year-old children locked inside a home for 90 minutes.
That's a pretty long time anyways.
That's a very long time. But, I mean, for children who are in their early or mid-teens, the time that is reasonable will obviously be longer.
Mm-hmm.
But for very young children, even a very short period of being left at home can amount to an offence under the law.
And the law also talks about circumstances. As far as the kids have, if they're, say, teenagers and they have food at home and there's no imminent danger, can you elaborate on those circumstances if the child is a teenager?
So the circumstances will likely be, in the case of a teenager, I think many people would be more than comfortable leaving their teenage children at home unattended. However, if it were a case where younger teenagers were left at home unattended for, say, weeks at a time, that may potentially fall under these laws. Obviously, when children are older, they have more of an ability to look after themselves, and that's unlikely to be unreasonable. But in the cases of babies, toddlers, children under 4 or 5, leaving a child at home alone for any period could potentially be too long.
In terms of siblings, how old should the older sibling be if he or she is going to be watching the younger siblings?
Again, it depends on the amount of time and it depends on...
Can we just take, say, an hour if the child needs to watch his or her younger siblings for about an hour?
Look, if we're talking about children who are, I think, you know, responsible children in their early or mid-teens, that may, for a period of an hour, amount to adequate supervision. Again, it very much depends on the age of the children that they're supervising. There's obviously a higher level of care required for instance, a baby or a toddler than
right.
there is for a 13-year-old who may be watching an 11-year-old sibling.
Any other particular advice that our listeners could follow when they are making these decisions of whether a 16-year-old can watch a 12-year-old or whether a 16-year-old can stay home with a 6-year-old at home? What are the precautions that we should be taking as parents?
I think it is very much a question of common sense that people need to consider when they're going out, whether it's for a day, for an evening, or even for a weekend. They need to consider the age of their children, what their children will need in terms of care, their ability to provide that care to themselves, and everything else. So we would urge people to just use that common sense and make sure that they're not putting their children in a position where they don't have everything that they need, because that can have legal consequences for parents.
And just to recap, every state has a different law, and most of the states do not have any defined age or duration limits of leaving a child unattended.
That's right.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Natalie.